This is Bedard on Discipleship with Stephen Bedard.
Hello, Stephen Bedard here, and I want to talk about Protestants who convert to Roman Catholicism. There have been a number of high-profile Protestants, including evangelicals, who have converted to Roman Catholicism. And a lot of Protestants get quite upset when this happens. On social media, there's a firestorm of angry tweets of people who are just so upset that a Protestant could do that. Many of them accusing that person of no longer being a Christian, which is interesting because often those critics are people who would hold to the perseverance of the saints. And so I find it a little bit interesting, but those are some of the things that are going on. So I just want to address that. I'm talking about this because there's been a recent high-profile conversion that Cameron Bertruzzi, who has been a Christian apologist, YouTuber, who has been doing a lot of great work through his ministry, has recently announced, which probably to no surprise to many, that he has become a Roman Catholic, and he's got a lot of pushback because of that. But I don't want to talk about Cameron. I want to talk just in general about Protestants who convert to Roman Catholicism. So on one hand, I get it. I do get it. I understand that there is an attraction to something that is ancient. We might think of our Protestant churches as being around for a long time. The congregation that I am one of the pastors of, we just celebrated our 160th anniversary, which seems like a long time. Baptists have been around for just over 400 years. The Protestant Reformation's been going on for just over 500 years. But there is a more ancient tradition, and I can see why people would be attracted to that. I grew up Anglican, which has a lot in common with Roman Catholicism in terms of liturgy and style, and there are still times where I'm attracted to that. I like the liturgy. I like the smells and bells, as it's sometimes called. So I can see why some people would be interested in that. I think there's an attraction too that the that they understand that the church is something that God has intended for this world, and that perhaps there's some authority in that church to be able to determine what Christianity looks like lived out in our world. So I can understand that. On the other hand, I don't get it, in that I really have no draw to Roman Catholicism. Probably if I was going to look for something, to go back to something a bit more ancient, I might be drawn to Orthodox, but even then I'm not really feeling the pull in that direction. I probably wouldn't be a Roman Catholic, in that I'm just not convinced that however we interpret what Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, it's not clear at all that that authority gets passed on to the Bishop of Rome. Peter was active in numerous cities, and yes, he was active in Rome, but it's not obvious that whatever authority he had would be passed on to later leaders. They would definitely weren't called popes at that time, but later bishops of Rome. It's not clear at all about that. So I don't feel drawn to that, nor do I see many of the unique, specific teachings of the Roman Catholic Church to be something that naturally emerges from Scripture. And so, I don't personally feel that draw. However, this is not about me. What about those who do choose to become Roman Catholic? And there have been lots of them. I think back of Francis Beckwith, who used to be the president of the Evangelical Theological Society. So that's a pretty big name and a pretty big position, especially within evangelicalism, not just Protestantism in general. And he ended up converting to Roman Catholicism, had to leave ETS because of that. There have been others, Holly Ordway, who was Anglican, and she has become Roman Catholic, and there are many, many others. So there's no real reason to name names beyond that. So what about these converts? How should Protestants see that? Well, for many people, they're especially within, I would say, the evangelical part of Protestantism, would say that Roman Catholicism isn't Christianity. It's not the same religion, it's not the same faith, and therefore those people are no longer Christians. There is a strong anti-Catholic bias in some quarters of the church, and as a Baptist, I will say that Baptists have been particularly guilty of that, of seeing Catholics as not being Christian. I do not agree with that position at all. I definitely see Christianity as composing Roman Catholicism, Orthodoxy, and Protestantism. I think that all of us, all of those traditions are legitimate Christian traditions, and being a part of one of those does not make one not a Christian. However, I'd also say being part of one of those doesn't necessarily make one a Christian. One of the things that we'll find in all of those traditions is, whether that's Roman Catholic, Orthodox, or Protestant, that there are people who are culturally a part of that. So there are plenty of Roman Catholics who were baptized as a baby as a Roman Catholic, and so they consider themselves Catholic, and maybe they go to Mass once in a while, but really don't have too much of a personal faith. But I'll tell you, there's plenty of people in the Baptist Church who are pretty much the same way, and so I don't think we can use that as a measure to say that a one particular group is not Christian. We have to look at individual people, what is their faith. And I'll tell you, I have gotten to know many Roman Catholics, and while I would have certain theological disagreements with them, I see a very real faith in Christ, and I think that that is the key to being a Christian, someone who is following Jesus. Now, I know there's going to be Protestants who are going to say, hey, hold on a minute. They're not just following Jesus. They're not agreeing with salvation by faith alone. They're saying it's faith plus all of these other things. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but Protestants do that too, especially evangelicals. Now, evangelicals are going to say, no, it's by faith alone. That is the only way in which you are saved. Sure, but I don't know how many times I've heard an evangelical say, you can't be a Christian and dot, dot, dot. And they'll say, yeah, you can't hold to this belief. You can't just spend some time on Twitter. There'll be people who say, you can't be a Christian and vote for the Democratic Party. You can't be a Christian and be open to LGBTQ people. You can't be a Christian and fill in the blank of whatever particular topic someone feels very strongly about. They're not saying that, you know what, faith in Jesus is enough, and then there's nothing else that can touch that. They will say, you have to embrace this particular worldview, and that has to go along with your faith. Otherwise, it's not real faith. So we have to be very careful if Protestants start pointing at Roman Catholics as saying faith plus, because I really see Protestants doing the same thing. They just word it a little bit different, and maybe the Protestant or the evangelical culture or tradition that they add to things looks a little bit different than the Roman Catholic tradition, but a lot of the same things are going on here. So when a Protestant converts to Roman Catholicism, you know what? That doesn't bother me one bit. That does not get me angry. I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed when I hear about a Christian who leaves the faith and becomes an atheist. That does concern me. That I would not openly judge them or condemn them or tell them that they're terrible people. But inside, I will have a sad feeling that someone would give up on Jesus. But I definitely don't see someone who becomes a Roman Catholic as someone who gives up on Jesus. So I'm not sad about that at all. If they feel that God is leading them in that direction, then they need to be faithful to what they believe God's calling is in that direction. And they're going to be judged by their own faithfulness to what God is doing in their life, just as a Protestant or an Orthodox person would be as well. So we will continue to hear about Protestants converting to Roman Catholicism. Cameron Bertruzzi is not going to be the last one, and it's going to happen. There's going to be big names, small names, famous people, people you've never heard of. It's all going to happen, and there's going to be Roman Catholics who are going to become Protestants, and there are going to be people who are going to become Orthodox. But when the resurrection happens, there's not going to be a section for the resurrection for Roman Catholics and a section for Protestants and a section for Orthodox. It'll be followers of Jesus who are raised. And that's what's important. And that's what we need to hold on to. It's okay for us to disagree. It's okay for us to have conversations. It's okay for us to share back and forth of how we understand the Bible and how we understand church tradition and how we understand experience and all of these things. But we really shouldn't be condemning each other for these personal choices. So those are my thoughts. I would love to hear what you think.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please visit me at my website, stephenjbedard.com, and consider supporting me through Patreon at patreon.com/hopesreason. Thank you, and God bless.
The Second World War. It was not the war to end all wars, but it was the war that would forever change our world. Take the time to increase your knowledge of this important conflict with the Second World War podcast. All you need to do is search for Second World War with Stephen Bedard on your favorite podcast provider, or go to the website stephenjbedard.com/ww2. Make sure to subscribe today.